Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The world's second biggest airport, London's Heathrow, is shut down for all of Friday after a fire at a nearby electrical substation caused significant power outages. BBC's Charlotte Gallagher says flights worldwide may be affected.
They are warning of significant disruption in the days ahead because, of course, aircraft, flight crews, they're not where they're supposed to be. They'll either have been diverted or they won't have taken off even, so they'll need to be moved here. And then, of course, there will be this huge influx of passengers arriving.
Transportation safety is in focus here, as the National Transportation Safety Board says many bridges need to be inspected for reliability. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
We're urging 30 owners of 68 bridges in 19 states to perform a vulnerability assessment of their bridge's risk of catastrophic collapse from a vessel collision.
The report is a follow-up to last year's collision-caused collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge. Claiming the U.S. is, quote, not doing well with the world of education, President Trump signed an executive order calling for the Department of Education to be dismantled. Only Congress can close it down completely, and CBS's Nancy Cortes says its primary work will go on.
On one hand, they're saying that he's looking to radically shrink this department to almost nothing. And on the other hand, they're saying that these very vital functions, the primary functions of the Department of Education, are going to continue.
As police forces continue to have problems filling their ranks, they're relying more on technology to combat crime. That includes license plate recognition cameras, drones, and AI programs. CBS News crime and public safety leader Anna Schechter.
It's crept up on us, and I don't think people realize just how much surveillance technology is out there used specifically by law enforcement all day, every day.
The technology isn't foolproof, leading to lawsuits from people who feel they've been wrongly targeted. Funding cuts by Elon Musk's Doge task force are causing concern over the possible effect on scientific research.
Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey describes the cuts as catastrophic.
What we've seen from the Trump administration are devastating cuts to medical research and to life-saving cures.
Dr. Jamie Chia is a scientist at the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard.
I go to work every day and I think, okay, this is the experiment I need to do. This is the disease I'm studying today or whatever it is, but also in the back of my head is if this disappears tomorrow, girls got to pay the bills.
Well, Governor Healey warns putting America first does not mean putting scientific research second. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
As of 9 a.m. this morning, our EV trucking company is officially in operation.
Andrew's zero-emission trucks are driving the transportation category forward.
We'll make driving safer, easier, and less stressful.
Now our technology needs to keep up with demand.
He needs to put pedal to the metal on hiring more software engineers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
An alleged Los Angeles gang leader accused of posing as an anti-gang activist has turned himself in.
58-year-old Eugene Henley allegedly ran a mafia-like operation as the leader of the Roland 60s, a chapter of the L.A. Crips gang.
An enterprise engaged in murder, extortion, robbery, human trafficking, COVID fraud, and other felonies.
Acting U.S. Attorney Joe McNally says Henley posed as an anti-gang activist and set up a charity.
He used it to conceal his fraudulent activities, his criminal enterprises activities, and evade detection from law enforcement.
Henley denies the charges. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
People Magazine reports identical Arizona twin brothers Jeremy and Caleb Baker, 21, married another set of identical twins, 22-year-old sisters Kristen and Brooklyn and Stutler, respectively, in a special double wedding last week. The twins all met each other at a church youth group back in 2016. Michael Toscano, CBS.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds will make their way into the area late tonight. We'll see lows dropping to the upper 20s to lower 30s. A southerly wind will develop, and it will be quite gusty during the day Friday with partly sunny skies and mid-50s. Rain chances Friday night. Right now, it's 31.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. Silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The wills of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
to Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Down. Oh, but I'm not. so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die.
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted mothers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, they could die. Keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never look back. And think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the street to Heartbreak Hotel. So lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Gonna be bright.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love, you're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around,
queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to pee me right across her shoulder. 'Cause I just can't seem to drink it off my mind.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him.
Oh,
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
the sign said long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat. I said, imagine that. Me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner.
Membership card to get inside.
Understood.
misunderstood. With a morning kiss, soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, you can tell me goodbye. Go, I won't tell you no, just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years, then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. London's Heathrow Airport is shut down until midnight tonight, UK time, after a fire in an electrical substation caused a significant power outage. The world's second largest airport, Heathrow is a major hub, and BBC's Charlotte Gallagher reports the ripple effect is going around the globe.
Every flight that was due to land has either been completely cancelled or diverted to other airports. Some were in the air when the airport was closed, and they've returned to the airports they departed from. One man said on social media, he took off from LAX Airport in California, was in the air for 90 minutes. Then the pilot announced, we can't go any further. We're going back to Los Angeles because Heathrow has been closed.
If you're flying today, check for delays. President Trump signed an order calling for the Department of Education to be dismantled.
With children seated at school desks as the backdrop, President Trump made the announcement.
To begin eliminating the federal Department of Education.
Education once and for all.
The president says some of the core functions of the Department of Education will be redistributed.
Pell Grants, Title I funding, resources for children with disabilities.
Since eliminating a federal agency takes an act of Congress, Republicans are planning legislation.
CBS's Linda Kenyon. The New York Times reports Elon Musk will get a look at top secret plans at the Pentagon today for how the U.S. would handle a possible war with China. President Trump says that's fake news, but Musk is heading to Arlington.
Elon Musk is expected to visit the Pentagon on Friday, according to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who says Musk will attend a meeting on innovation. Musk has taken on an expansive role as a senior advisor to President Trump on efforts to cut spending across the federal